Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside CEO of The Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz, here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine. And Carissa, are you having some technical issues over there?
I am.
You couldn't hear?
I could only hear out of one ear of the headphones. So,
okay.
Yeah, so bear with me while
we'll bear.
I adjust.
We'll bear.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Maybe Jeff can jump in and help.
He looks
not
eager to do
Jeff.
That.
Do you not see me struggling over here?
You know, sometimes you just got to let people suffer.
Oh, wow.
You're a consummate professional. Look, look how you handled that.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a spicy show if
yes,
we're off to that start.
No, we're fine.
Okay. I can hear out of both sides of my headphones now, so that is a definite bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
you sound fabulous.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're good. We're good.
So we're back up and running.
All right, so we have guests coming on today, which will be revealed later, but
yes.
Who you know very well,
I
for
do.
One thing, two guests. And a lot of what we're going to talk about is the upcoming Sonoma County Fair.
I know, which I love.
Jeff gasped.
Did Jeff gasp?
It's his favorite thing to do in Sonoma County.
Do you go to the fair, Jeff?
I actually have to be completely honest. I haven't been in a couple years.
Well,
same.
I have a feeling that, you know, after today's show, you might be motivated to go.
Does that mean that we're getting hooked up with tickets?
We can ask.
Okay.
That's a move.
That's a good way to get me to go. Yeah.
I know. There you go.
I don't think I can technically do that, but if they wanted to leave a pair.
Right,
then,
right.
Then,
like,
by all
yeah,
means,
no questions.
You're like, I do
no
free.
No questions asked. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes.
I know. So speaking of, do you go to the fair?
I have many times. Yes.
Yes. I end up going every year for at least something,
yep.
It feels like.
Right.
And it's always fun to get the fair food. So what do you think? Do you have
fair
any
food? Fair food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Funnel cakes.
There we go. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now we're going to put Virginie on the spot. Funnel cakes. What would you have with funnel cakes?
I think funnel cakes is like something you can only get at the fair, right? Although, maybe some airports, which is a bad idea. I think I have seen it at airports.
Really?
And I was like, who would eat that at an airport and then get on a plane? Not me.
It's like a $30 funnel cake, too. Airport pricing?
Yeah. Yes. The upgrade.
Right.
The upgrade. Can you imagine bringing one of those on a plane? It'd be so messy. The powdered sugar everywhere.
Can you imagine? Like, the person next to you sits down and, like,
with
is in the middle
cake.
Seat with a funnel cake. You're like, great. This is going so well.
It's going to be a good flight. So what would you have with the funnel cake? What?
Me?
Wine
I'm not eating the funnel cake.
Okay, so if you were to watch someone eat a funnel cake,
with his funnel cake?
What would you drink while someone else is eating a funnel cake around you?
Sparkling.
Oh yeah, that's always a good answer.
Yeah, sparkling.
Sparkling. That's
try
a good answer.
Try to offset that sweetness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay.
It's probably impossible.
I will just admit I love corn dogs.
Ooh. Yeah.
Love corn dogs.
Yeah.
So.
Another
what about
fair food?
The turkey legs. Those giant turkey
legs.
No. Okay.
No.
No. For
those
some,
scare me.
We've lost her.
For some reason, corn dogs seem perfectly respectable, and then but the turkey leg does not.
That's a commitment. That's
that
a serious commitment.
That is a very
like,
serious
then,
commitment.
And then your hand now.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like. Yeah. I really don't.
Another bad food to bring on a plane.
Yes. Maybe that's why it's so fun to have the foods at the fair, because that's really the best place to have the foods.
And,
the fair food.
And often the only.
So. And one of the onlys. So
we'll be right back on with our guests for today's good stuff. Joining us on today's Good Stuff in studio, we have two, not one,
woo-woo.
Two guests. Yeah. Carissa, you know them very well. I think you should do the honors.
What?
Who has joined us today?
Oh my gosh. So two guests, two friends, two very amazing people in our community. So we have Lisa Wicke-Schaffner, CEO of North Coast Builders Exchange, and more importantly, equally as important.
More important. Tonight.
A good friend. And also for today's purposes of this show, a board member of the Sonoma County Fair. And joining Lisa is another good friend, Sharon Wright, former mayor of Santa Rosa and city council member, former a lot of things.
former has been.
No, still very popular and relevant. And also another board member of the Sonoma County Fair, because we're talking all things fair today. So welcome.
All right.
Woo.
What a treat to be here.
I normally don't get to do the introductions. That was a lot of pressure. Wow. First, my headphones don't work in the intro, and then I have to do the Jeff. It's going to be a show.
I just thought, you go back. I wanted you to have that opportunity today.
You're giving me a chance to maybe sneak some little tidbits in.
Exactly.
I'm going to save those. We'll save those.
All right. So where to begin? We do want to get to all things fair for sure very soon, but... Who are you? We know a little bit about your bios and the things that you've done, but...
And also, Lisa was the former mayor of Healdsburg, so we have two former mayors here, two current Fair Board members.
Exactly.
And two...
I want to know everything. Yeah. I want to know about you each individually, and then, there must be a mayor club, or there's something.
Maybe you just don't say no very well.
That might be... So why don't you say no very well, Lisa? We'll start with you. Where did you grow up?
Give us the deets, Lisa.
All right, I'll start. Yeah. I am a Healdsburg native, Healdsburg and Santa Rosa. My dad was on the Fair Board in Healdsburg for 25 years. There's like a...
Fair Board legacy?
Steer named after him. And in fact, when they named it after him, I took the microphone and said, if you ever name a cow after me when I die, you are all going to be done with lightning. So that was very clear. You can do this for a man, but not for me. So I grew up here.
So true.
Went away to Sac State. Really just wanted to be in politics at the Capitol and came back. And when I was raising my daughter, I had an uncle, he's still alive, I shouldn't say it like that. My uncle said, there's nobody on the city council raising kids or female. And so I was told to call Sharon Wright, believe it or not, and called Sharon Wright.
Oh my gosh.
Look at all the connections. The Santa Rosa Council and has been a mentor and friend for more years than we probably both care to say. I, ran the Stoneman County Alliance for a while, got on the Fair Board after Planning Commission. So I don't know if you know anything about Planning Commission, but the Fair Board's far more fun. And so Paul Kelly was leaving office and said, so I know that Mike McGuire will let you keep whatever appointment you want. And I said, I think I need to move from Planning Commission to Fair Board. So I may be a veteran member now, which was in 2011.
Wow.
So was appointed by Paul Kelly, kept by Mike McGuire because it's a political appointment. I'm not sure that people know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Each of our five supervisors, we're a board of 15, obviously, so they each get three appointments. And generally, it's someone, a lot of them want someone maybe from ag, someone with a little more marketing, and then someone that just really represents the community. I think that's kind of the way the supervisors try and do it. So I'm blessed to have been kept by James Gore when he was elected, and here I sit.
And so is this because so much of the funding comes from the county that they need representation, or how does...
The county actually owns the fair still.
Okay.
We are a department of the County of Sonoma, which is rare.
Oh, I didn't really know that either, actually.
Yes, most fairs are state, and sometimes fairs have to wait till the governor makes an appointment. We're actually a county fair. Very, very rare. So there's 15 of us, So.
Okay. Well... So you get a call at some point, Sharon, from Lisa, and you're thinking, were you already mentoring a lot of other people? How did you start to get into government?
How did I get in government?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a long story, but it's kind of an interesting
that's what we're
one.
Here
it
for.
It was a long time ago, and there seemed to be a shift. It was back in the days when the good old boys would meet at Max, and they'd decide everything that was going to happen in Sonoma County or Santa Rosa. And it's like, well, then we got the Brown Act, which kind of limits your ability to meet in public. And so the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce said, we're kind of concerned about who's going to come on the council, how it's going to change the profile of our city. And so they hired a consultant, a man in Sacramento by the name of Herb Williams, who ended up coming to Santa Rosa and being a major political consultant. Yeah. And they did a survey of what's the profile of an electable candidate in Santa Rosa. Well, it was a woman between 35 and 50 that had kids in public schools, that had been involved in nonprofits that understood business, and I checked all the boxes, and so they came to me and they said, we think you're electable. And I said, for what? I said, the city council. And they said, we'll support you.
Because you were in a nonprofit world at that point? Was that how they found you?
I was. Okay. Yeah. I'd been involved with the chamber. I ran Leadership Santa Rosa for a number of years and started a high school program called Tomorrow's Leaders Today. So I was pretty integrated into the community, and I was fortunate enough to be elected the first first time. I served 12 years. I was fortunate enough to serve 3 terms as mayor, which is, you know, I look back in my life and I just feel so rewarded and so lucky. So that was kind of my start in politics. I served on the County Planning Commission. I served as chair of the Transportation Authority. Served on the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and had a really full, wonderful, rewarding political life.
Yeah, I mean, but that's during a period of great transition for Santa Rosa,
it was.
Too.
I mean, it was during building the geysers. First term as mayor, we made the decision to go through Healdsburg and the wine country and or the wine industry during tasting during the summer and pump our treated wastewater 42 miles from Launer Road up into the geysers and re-inject it. And so we made that decision, which was a pretty bold one for a council at that time. And then my second term as mayor, we certified all the environmental reports and everything we had to do. And my third term as mayor, I got to turn the pipe on. So it's one of the coolest things.
Oh, that's super cool.
Very, very cool. Because it was such a massive project, but the federal government was very interested in it because it was renewing a natural resource, and now it produces enough power for a community of over 250,000 people.
That's remarkable.
It was pretty, it was pretty cool.
So were you both the first females on the council?
There was a woman before me.
There was
a woman. But we both also ran the Sonoma County Alliance.
I know.
So
right.
I took that job.
We've had a lot of things.
And I interviewed in 2000 when I ran for office with the Sonoma County Alliance and the North Coast Builder Exchange and stayed close to both organizations and now have ended up being the CEO of both, which I think is interesting.
That is
what
really
you keep in your mind, right? After you interview with a group of people that are like-minded, and then you're like, they called and said, hey, what are you doing? I said, I would like to consider a job.
That's right.
So, and our hardest conversations were about the Geysers Pipeline because they wanted to put it through Healdsburg, and I, as mayor, wanted to make sure they paid for it coming through Healdsburg. Right? So
that all
it wasn't
out.
Always fun, right?
Life's so much of being successful in life is about relationships. And fortunately, whether we're on the different sides, Lisa and I have always had a great relationship. And you can work things out. You know, you can find what's going to work if you have a good relationship because you trust each other. And I think that's the foundation of, I think Lisa would agree, the foundation of both of our success. You know, you do what you say you're going to do, and then people learn to trust you and you can move forward.
So that's very true.
That's why we hang with Carissa.
I was going to say, I know.
She
like,
does what she says she's going to do, right?
She does.
And I can also say they're both fun to have glasses of wine with, so on a regular basis.
Well, I was kind of curious when you were saying about, you know, negotiating all this and trusting each other and getting, like, did you have your own version of Max? Was there some place that you could hang out and, like, hash things out and...
You know, I've always said if I was talented enough to be a good writer, I would write a book and I would call it Meet Me at Max. Because I think, I mean, even today, you could go to any most any table and there are business decisions, family decisions, you know, that are made there because there's just an environment. And I knew Arash, who was the first owner, and it's just... It's just a place you got things
done.
It's the
place,
Is there a similar place in Healdsburg?
Oh, we're a little more rough and ready. That would be John and Zeke's. We don't worry about lunch.
Right.
As much.
Yeah.
Or coffee.
Even though it moves
straight
locations.
To beverages.
I don't know what you're talking about. They do hot dogs there.
Oh, my.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and then what?
Sorry, I'm giggling because, well, you know, it's not unknown that I'm divorced, and after I married my first husband, which we did in Healdsburg, I didn't eat really any of the wedding food, ended up at John and Zeke's and had a hot dog.
They're famous.
On my wedding night.
So oh, boy.
I was like, microwave hot dog on my wedding night after we spent all this money on this, like, really delicious food. Yeah, I know. It was a little bit of a sign, I guess. Yeah. There you go. Anyway.
And that was the original John and Zeke's, right?
Yeah, it was the original.
The old, on the plaza.
So you looked over at me, and I was like, I don't really know where to go because all I'm doing is having a flashback right now. So.
And that's what you need to divulge. Yeah.
I had to just confess. It's one of those days.
Well,
it is.
And happily, we were talking about remarried, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's true. Fairfoot is the best.
Fairfoot
I do want to go
best.
Back, if I could,
yes,
about our appointments to the Fair Board.
Yeah.
And Annalisa explained it a little bit, but people don't understand. You know, I have friends say, well, I want to be on the Fair Board. Well, again, it's about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so the five supervisors each, you know, select someone. But, you know, I know when Chris Corsi appointed me, he said, I want you to be on the Fair Board because I know it's one of the largest piece of properties that the county own, and you have been on the council for so many years. So I want you to, you know, be there to be a part of whether it's going to be soccer or baseball or whatever we might do. We've got a huge investment, and you're right. The county owns the property, but we have a contract to administer and run it. It's kind of an interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe both of you could talk a little bit more about that. I mean, beyond just the actual fair that happens every summer, are you running or debating other things that might happen on the property?
Absolutely. I mean, the fair runs 365, and you know, now that we don't have horse racing, we've had to learn, you know, we've had to reinvent ourselves, and because we lost a lot of money last year, how do you recreate what I call it's the coming together of our county. It's everything that's good and that we cherish and that we value. So, yeah, I mean, we have, it's an event center. I mean, it's the fair's the biggest piece of it, but we have events. When we have a board meeting every month, it's 1 to 2 pages of things that are happening. They're weddings, they're memorials, they're fundraisers, they're, we gave COVID shots, you know, and we're there when we have natural disasters, you know, people have to bring their animals there. You know, we can house them there. So it's
very multifaceted then.
You know, we have an RV park. You know, we have outside events.
Lisa, can you add to that?
I would just say it's definitely one of the most well-used and affordable event centers in the county. I mean, we, you know, love all of our wineries and everything, but I think there are people that just need what we do right there and be able to rent a room. I believe that coming onto the fairgrounds, once you, there's a, you know, Sarah Lee's Barn is there now. It's beautiful. I know you've done events there.
I was just going to mention, so Lisa's also on our foundation board.
Right.
And one of the things we love to do is host our Vineyard Employee Recognition celebration at Sarah Lee and Richard Cundy's Barn, which is right in the middle of the fairgrounds.
Right.
So
we see people, I just think that fairgrounds is where people gather for this community. And part of the reason I'm still on the fair board is because I'm just overwhelmed at people. I can see that is where their family reunion is. There's a lot of families who are probably not taking a trip to Disneyland at $2.99 a ticket.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I believe that this is a place we really, really get to gather. And it makes me just wanting to make sure it's affordable for the entire community.
It's accessible. There's parking. And I think people...
Very centralized.
Very centralized. Feel comfortable going there.
Right.
It's part of why we like having our Vineyard Employee Recognition Program there, because people have been there and experienced it and feel safe.
Right.
So...
And we make sure it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we have...
That's not without work to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Investment.
Yes, exactly.
It's an investment in the safety of the community that comes there, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It is so... I didn't realize... That you have
there's a lot of decisions.
Yeah.
I know, you think fair.
We just
fair
had the 4th of July.
We
had the 4th of July event.
Yeah, that's right. The pillow fights have moved to...
Fun. It's just so funny.
I live in Kenwood, so it was always a tradition in Kenwood for many years,
and then
they closed it down. But you brought it back, which is makes sense to have it in a bigger venue, too.
Exactly.
So well, I think we're going to have to take a quick break here.
Yes,
and
we
when we come back, we'll jump into what is all going to be happening at the actual fair, at the fairgrounds. That are decided by the fair board. There you go.
You got it.
All things fair.
are back on Today's Good Stuff, speaking with Lisa Whitcase-Schaffner and Sharon Wright, both board members of the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, not just the fair. It is an important distinction, and so many other things. But let's dive into the fair. It is happening August 7 through the 16, and the theme this year is festivals, fiestas, and fun.
So how do you come up with the themes?
Yeah.
How does that work? About that.
Well, a lot of it, and Lisa's been there longer than I have, but a lot of it is timing. You know, what's happening in the world, what's happening in our community, and what's going to be a draw. We have the World Cup this year, and that was, and our president this year is from Mexico, and so that was a topic that was very near and dear to him.
So we try and do it a year or two in advance. Yeah. The Fair Ops Committee kind of comes up, but there's a list. Of course, staff always, you know, has... they slide in a list to us of things they kind of want to lead us to, because again, they are there every day as board members. We're supportive, but Ugo Mata is our president, and he really felt like with FIFA and the world coming together in North America, it was time to do this. And of course, the Greg, who does our flower show, just thought that was the greatest thing, right? You can do so many fun things and so many bright colors, and I think it was a win. We've all been worried since losing horse racing. I mean, I don't want us to not touch on that. That was a huge revenue source for us, and a lot of words in the community, like, why did you let horse racing go? Well, we did not. There is no more horse racing in Northern California, really, the way it existed before for fairs or even at a Golden Gate track, right? So we are, I hate the word, but we're pivoting and just making sure it's a place and there's something for everyone there without horse racing.
Well, I'm just going to announce, I know there's a rodeo this year on my birthday.
Oh, that's
so
right.
That's where I'll be on August 7th.
Two days of rodeo this year.
I'll be there too.
So talk about what is happening that's really fun, because that's kind of new and exciting.
Well, let me start with that. I'll let you take off on that. I'm a native Texan, so...
So rodeo,
farming is in my blood, as is rodeo. Yeah. So the rodeo has been a tradition in my family. So my son and my grandkids are all coming. I've got a box, and they don't miss the... Of course, I don't let them miss the rodeo.
Yeah.
And it's so all-American. I mean, it's just what it is. Except I've got to get the announcer to quit playing rock music and play country music.
Oh,
that's kind of a thorn in my side.
Trying to be cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What, country music's not cool? Come on. I'm not telling the farmers that.
That's right.
It's very cool.
I think you could probably make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to work on it together.
I want to know what silly like costumes they're going to make the board members wear this year.
Well, that's funny. We have not heard yet. We have been in blow-up dinosaur costumes and clowns.
Clown which is, do you have to be the rodeo clown?
We just run around the track. It's very attractive. It's really one of our favorite things.
And we cheer them on.
They heat, and they try to put little fans in them. So I think we're good sports.
We are good sports when it comes to it.
But, you know, I think rodeo, and we're doing 2 days this year. We have sold out every year, so it doesn't take us long to realize that that is not great for the community either. If you forget to get your rodeo tickets, we don't want anyone to miss it. So, and then our Monster Jam is a larger. People love those monster trucks. I love the monster trucks, and so it's a 3-day kind of Monster Jam and race this year, and moving it over to the racetrack, the horse racing track.
Oh, that's interesting. A bit better,
really
bigger venue.
A track. Yeah. Way they wanted it to be done because we were so limited when we do all the different things, all the dirt, we call them, you know, the dirt nights or whatever, to do them a certain way between rodeo. So now this can sit as the monster track for several days. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Huh.
Very
exciting. Gotta get Megan's tickets.
I know. So, yes, that's true. So this starts with the Hall of Flowers preview, though, right before the fair actually opens. Isn't that like Wednesday?
The night before.
Oh, it's the night before.
The
6th. So talk about that. Like, what is that? And then what else is happening at the fair?
You want to talk about the...
So the preview, is a benefit, right? You get to go in. We do some of our Ag Awards there, and you get to see the Hall of Flowers before, right? Mm-hmm. The night before. There's always bubbly and all kinds of fun food, but I think this year it's even... And it benefits scholarships. Let's just put that out there. It's a very important event. But you'll also get the dress rehearsal of our Cirque Maceo, which is our horse show running every single night. So you'll actually get to see that dress rehearsal, which is, I'm not sure, dancing horses, they call it, or one of those horse shows, kind of the Cirque du Soleil type horse shows.
Fantastic.
So you'll get to see that too. Huh. So that's an add-on, I think, this year for your $50 ticket.
And does that happen over by the former horse tracks or where?
Hall of Flowers.
Oh, in the Hall of Flowers.
Well, the previous the Hall of Flower and the horse thing sits right there, right outside of Mexican Village, where we've had stages before for some of the concerts. Yeah. And that'll be tented the entire time, and there's a couple of shows a day.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right.
That's super fun. And then the rides, of course.
Well, there's rides, and then there's all the, you know, the ag. You know, you can come and see all the animals. You know, kids absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say it's a place to celebrate Sonoma County because there's a little bit of everything, you know, from the monster trucks to come pet the, you know, the rabbits to
the little baby
this
goats.
Year we've worked closely with an organization called the Common Ground Society, and it's an organization that started from a mom that had a Down syndrome child who now has 2,000 followers for people that need some special attention. And so we're going to have a quiet room for people that come and might
need. I read about
because
that in the paper,
we have all kinds of needs.
Absolutely.
And so there's a place if someone needs a quiet time, they can. We're modifying one of our restrooms. It's going to be more accessible to adults that have disabilities. Mm-hmm. And to me, it just speaks to the fair and how responsive we are to our community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're actually going to open up 2 hours early to let these children come in so they don't have all the stimulation from a lot of the
That's
rides.
So great.
Yeah.
That's really
pretty
great.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Well, and the tradition with the 4-H, and I mean, I think for kids that get to do that, and I mean, they work so hard all year to come and prepare for the fair.
I had the pleasure of doing interviews for the scholarships a couple of weeks ago, and it warms your heart. Mm. And these kids work so hard, and you know, you think they're gonna let their animal go, but they have no. They know what their role is, and their role is to feed their community, and they do it happily, and they work really hard, and it's heartwarming.
It's just wonderful to have that showcase for them, and they work toward it, and
it's
happens.
A $1.3 million junior livestock is how much those kids make, right? They go away to school. They set up their futures, right? They maybe you start putting away to buy their first house. It's a beautiful thing. And some of them we've seen, I've been there a long time, so we've seen them very small and then all of a sudden they're graduating. So we have three auctions, three different days. And on the last day, on that Monday, the 10th, I just a little plug because I know some people do not want to buy animals, but there is an ag mechanics auction before the steer auction on Monday, the 10th. And we happen to be sponsor it, North Coast Builder Exchange, because I just feel like we want to make sure that even the kids that can't have animals understand, get to show their wares. And so you can get a picnic table to an amazing bonfire to all different things. So you will know this year because we are having a little networking party there, Carissa.
So
I love that.
But I'm on the list.
And we, you know, we support all those teachers who try and bring shop back into the high schools. And so those teachers are the ones that we feel it's important to support. So it is really for all kids. 4-H and FFA is not just for a kid who can put an animal on a piece of property, right? Yeah. The skills and
the
leadership,
life skills.
It is
communication.
It's a pretty amazing place. And there
building.
Really is something for everyone in 4-H and FFA.
Yeah. And then you should mention Hat Day, which is one of my favorite.
Sharon has to talk about that.
So I'm chairing Hat Day this year, which is Friday, August the 14th, 1 p.m. Get your tickets. It's going really, really well. But this is a fundraiser, and 100% of our net proceeds go to scholarships for the ag students. So it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, you go to a business where you donate to this and tell them it's like, absolutely. And Dutton Goldfield, I don't know if you've heard about that.
Once or twice.
They're our wine sponsor. We're going
to
have.
No one says no to Sharon. Myself included.
Great judges for the hat contest. It's a festive, fun event that is going to benefit so many kids. And so
cool.
Come out, all have right. a great time. We're going to have great food. We're using hats
so
around the world.
Sharon, we have to take a quick break and we'll come back
we'll come
and talk
right
more.
Back. Got it.
Yes.
We are back on the good stuff. Sorry.
And there's so much good
stuff.
Carissa
just gave me like a funny look. Like, I don't know.
Sharon winked at me. So then it made me smile.
We're
and then I looked
off.
At you and it's all, it's
we're
all
good.
Happy.
It's all
today.
Broken loose. We're happy. It's the good stuff,
it is
right?
The good stuff.
All right. We are talking about the fair.
Which is lots of good stuff.
Yeah. So we have a limited amount of time left. Let's get into every day, like what are the special days that people come and enjoy and how do they get tickets? Tell us everything.
Yeah, I think I would start with, I know people are busy, but take a minute and get your tickets in advance. Yep. They're cheaper. They're family packs. Like make decisions because people are like, it's so expensive. I'm like, well, it is, but there's so many ways to do it the right way. Yep. Get a wristband for the rides or go on the right day. And so we're opening, Sharon said it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're opening it at 10. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we open at noon. There's a food bank day where you get a discount for bringing some food. We've got 3 kids days and all the kids get in for under, let's see, 12 for, mm-hmm. or 10. Well. I don't want to lie to anybody. For free, there's a throwback Thursday where you can get bites at different places. Parking's cheaper. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's all the ways, if you just take a minute, right? Get online when you're watching your silly show or whatever and really plan it for your family. Also, the first hour is free parking. If you roll in at 11, you can park for free in our economy lot. And so why not get there? I don't want you really tailgating at 11 a.m. or 12 o'clock, but I just feel like it's a good idea to get there. And so make those decisions, right? And I think that this year you'll see we've worked really, really hard because we hear from people how hard things are for some of our families out there. So you will notice, our alcohol is a little bit, actually, you'll notice a dip in prices this year. Just really important for us to make sure that people can come and enjoy themselves.
And there's so much you can do that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around. There's so much to see. There's a lot of free shows. I don't think we have the pink poodles again this year, but they were great fun. But we do have the water skiing squirrels that are going to be in the Grace Pavilion.
Who does not love water skiing squirrels?
I have so many questions.
I have not seen that.
We're going.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe on your birthday.
why not? That's exactly what we
about
should
the,
do.
And the ugliest dog contest, right?
It is expensive, but Lisa's absolutely right. Go online. You know, SonomaCountyFair.com. You can buy tickets early. You can get the wristband, the family package, and it makes it a lot more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And come down because there's so much to see and do. A lot of entertainment, especially in the Mexican Village. They got great music, great food. It's decorated beautifully.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of which, what is your favorite fair food, both of you? What's like the first thing you go get?
It's a no-brainer.
Which one?
Corn dog.
That's what I said in the opening.
Corn dog.
I love the corn dog.
I have a dear friend, Dr. Bob Field, and so we have a tradition. He comes and joins me for lunch, and then we have a little bit of a bite, and then we go get corn dogs.
Nice. That. Lisa, what's your go-to?
I love a big milkshake. I treat myself. I do. I don't do it very often.
Milkshake.
They have that.
That's not what I was expecting.
I know. It sounds crazy.
Is it one place you go?
Yeah, right on the main drag. I couldn't even tell you the name of that vendor, but it's got the big ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? You can find it easily.
Look for the cone.
I think it's just something I treat myself to, right? The first night and the last night of the fair.
Fantastic.
You know, one of the other, we have the Hall of Flowers, which is beautiful, but right outside of the Hall of Flowers, we have the Men's Garden Club. And I love to go there because they work at LC Island, they work with the students, they bring all these beautiful plants, and some are very unusual, and you can go and buy them there throughout the fair at very affordable prices.
Great.
So they do great work, and I struggle.
I'm still giggling because in the beginning we were trying to do pairings with fair food, wine pairings, and I don't know what wine we pair with a milkshake, though. That was not
goodness.
On the list.
I think you maybe...
Bubbles. I bet you we have a new milkshake.
Maybe.
You just add it in.
But if you come to Hat Day, you're going to get a special treat. We have a signature drink called Passport Punch.
Yes.
And it's going to be a Passport Pinot
No, it's going to be the Pinot Blanc. Yeah,
Pinot Blanc.
Yep, from Don Goldfield.
And so that's going to be
you're going to be
treat.
Greeted with a little wine cocktail.
Yeah, don't miss Hat Day and don't miss Passport Punch. I would pour that
with
a corn dog. Pinot Blanc.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I'm all there for that. All those things.
Right? Mm. So we can do the Passport Punch with your alongside your milkshake.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. I was thinking about that. They might blend.
I know. Well, so many fun things to do at the
fair.
And
there's a parade every afternoon, too.
Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look at that. So there you go.
So we're actually, many things.
Yeah, get your tickets early, plan, and it actually is, if you can do all of that, a pretty decent value for the family.
It's amazing. And if you can support the kids, come and look at it,
absolutely.
Buy an animal or an auction item.
All right.
Love that.
Festivals, fiestas, and fun. See you there. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Don't miss it. We'd love to see you.
Stuff up with more fair. No, more information about the fair. That I think there's really no reason not to go. Gotta go.
Right?
Gotta go.
I know. We actually end up going a couple days to different events.
Well, you'll be there for the rodeo.
So I'll be there for the rodeo on the 7th. I really like the preview evening of the Hall of Flowers because it's so fun to see like that first. You walk in and you get almost overwhelmed by the theme. I always like taking my mom to that. And then definitely just a day to go and walk around, and then I'll be there for Hat Day on the 14th. So I will be spending two Fridays in a row at the Sonoma County Fair. I hope I blocked my calendar. I should probably check on that.
I know it doesn't exist anymore, but fun fact, I used to work the horse racing back in the day. Yeah, back in high school.
You did?
I was an usher. What are you looking at me for? Like I can't be a people person?
No.
I was an usher one year, and then for the 2 years that I was working at the Fairgrounds Golf Course, we'd walk around the turf track and fill the divots with sand.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah,
oh,
good for you. You'd have to move the boards because if the tires ran over the track, it'd kill the grass, and the horses would think that was an obstacle they had to jump over.
Only lost one horse
the 2 years that I did it.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Sad for that horse. Yeah, but, you know.
You got all the others.
It's a lot of horses that made it through. We're happy for that.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Okay. So I think Sharon mentioned it, but it's SonomaCountyFair.com. Tickets can be purchased at the gate, but as they laid out, like, do your research. Ahead, go on the days where there's free parking, or go early, or whatever you need
stuff.
To do.
Do all the stuff. Plan.
Do all the stuff.
Yeah. Go.
August 7th through 16th.
Yeah, exactly.
Carissa will be there often.
I'll be there a couple days, for sure. Come find me. I'll be hanging out at the corn dog stand.
Okay, so all right, so Tuesday night and or what are you going to have with your corn dog?
I was going to head in one direction, but I'm going to have, in honor of Lisa Wicke Schaffner's, one of her former roles in the county was running the John Jordan Foundation connected to Jordan Winery. So I'm going to have a Jordan Chardonnay. And I actually think, even though you would tend to go Pinot with a corn dog, I think Chardonnay is going to be lovely. So,
I like how you stated that just as complete fact.
You would ordinarily have a Pinot,
but
I'm going Chardonnay, and I'm going to do the Jordan Chardonnay. So there you have it.
Okay.
And how about you?
Without your funnel cake. Without my funnel cake, I'm just going to go. I might have a funnel cake, but not at the same time as I have. I just was able to try a Ridge, new wine for them, Gamay Noir.
Nice.
2025 Gamay Noir. It's kind of a fun, lighter, pretty affordable red. Everybody loves that. But it comes from historic vineyard, Ponzo Vineyard.
Nice.
It used to be well known for Zin, but they planted a little Gamay Noir not long ago, and it was good.
I love that.
It's good.
Excellent.
I'm going to have it again.
Very good.
Chillable.
It's red. Chillable.
It's a chillable
like
red.
Well, super fun to have both Lisa and Sharon on the show today. I mean, gosh, how much they have in common. Mayors of two of our local towns, business leaders. They both ran Sonoma County Alliance.
I wish that Sharon would write that book.
I know, right?
Because I think she's got a lot of stories.
She's got some stories.
Might have to sit her down and just like hit play on my, you know, recorder.
And then, you know, obviously near and dear to me, Lisa actually married Steve and me. So there you go. All the things.
More secrets of Sonoma County.
I know, there you go.
Speaking of which, what's that special drink that they're offering on Hat Day?
Oh, we're going to, it's the Passport Punch.
Okay. I just thought maybe you'd pick that for your Tuesday night. Is that too close to the vest?
No, you know what? Maybe I might actually have to pre-trial that, the Passport Punch, and to see if I really love it or not before we serve it to 200 people.
You know, maybe bring it by the studio.
Oh, yeah, we could do some test runs here.
I like that. Jeff
next show.
Is in.
Next show.
Jeff is in.
All right. Well, that was fun. Everybody go to the fair from Sonoma County to wherever you are. Remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.